Our family, the lockdown and my baby. In our series of podcast, Our Family, today we'd like to present you Nicola and Alex. The lockdown made them wait longer for their baby. The unprecedented coronavirus has had an impact on all of us on different levels. The lockdown imposed drastic effects on IVF treatments, as clinics were advised to shut down for the foreseeable future, meaning that all new treatments that were supposed to start during March, April and May were postponed. Have you ever thought how the lockdown affected our patients' IVF journey? Nicola Manash and Alex Reed. We welcomed Nicola and her fiancé actor Alex Reed to our HSFC family in December 2019. This is when they started their fertility journey with Harley Street Fertility Clinic. They were determined to block their way through their IVF journey, which sadly came to a temporary halt in March 2020. We caught up with them in a telephone interview to ask them about their journey so far, the lockdown, and their hopes and dreams for the future. What IVF stage were you at when the lockdown started?
I was waiting for the results of my embryos, which came back perfect. I had the PGS screening done and all four embryos were absolutely perfect. So I was just waiting to speak to Dr. Venkat to hear when the next stage was, which was to have a frozen cycle.
What was your first reaction when your IVF treatment was cancelled?
So my initial thoughts when I got the call from Dr. Venkat was I was really upset because I'm 35 and I just feel in the back of my mind the longer I leave it, the harder it's going to be. And I don't want to be an old mum. And although Dr. Venkat has already told me, you know, I'm young, I'm fit, I'm healthy, at the back of my mind, I still feel that I should have been doing this 10 years ago. So my journey has been 5 years trying for a baby. So for me, I kind of wish we just get this going and get my healthy baby. So those are my first initial thoughts, which now thinking about it is a little bit selfish because I have to look at the bigger picture, which is not just my health and safety, but Dr. Venkat's and all the amazing staff at Harley Street Fertility Clinic. And the government has said lockdown and to close all fertility treatments because there are very, very, very sick people in the UK and in the world that need treatment. And I guess having a baby right now is not a priority to saving lives.
What do you feel now?
What do I feel now? Well, considering that my stepmother is an intensive care nurse and is working around the clock saving COVID-19 patients, I feel that it's for the right decision and it's for my safety. There have been some very sad news of women who are pregnant as well, where the baby has had coronavirus. Friends of mine who are giving birth on their own without their partners, and I just feel that it's for the best decision.
Nicola, how do you pass the time?
I am being a bit of a clean freak. As it's spring, I'm having a big spring clean. I'm going through cupboard by cupboard. Every day I'm doing another cupboard. I haven't been blogging because emotionally and mentally, I've kind of had to digest the information that my IVF treatment has come to a pause. And my blog is about discussing treatments, but I am going to start blogging again soon. Me and Alex are working on indoor fitness, so we're trying to help people. We're not making any profit from it, but we're doing like live PE classes for children. Alex is doing Zoom workouts for some of our members and also for people that just generally just need to keep fit. And I'm just enjoying sitting on my patio with the sun shining and just calling my friends and family on FaceTime.
What are your hopes for the future?
My hopes for the future is that this coronavirus comes to a halt and that we decrease the number of deaths. I pray for the NHS staff working around the clock to save lives. My wishes is for the NHS staff to get more recognition for the absolute amazing work that they are doing. And I say this from having a family member working around the clock in intensive care at the age of 60 years old, risking her life and my father's life. My thoughts are, I'm very sad, and I just hope and pray that this horrible, horrible virus that we are fighting, it is like fighting against a war, stop soon, and that I can start making my dreams a reality with the help of Dr. Venkat and have a beautiful baby or babies.
Would you like to send a message for all other women who go through an IVF journey?
So my message for other women in the same situation as me is, don't give up hope. Keep dreaming of that baby. Take time to be selfish. This is the time when you can just be you and not be an IVF baby making machine. You've stopped your injections. You can just start being you. Have a glass of wine. Sorry, Dr. Venkat, if you're going to tell me off for saying that. But just be a normal woman, a normal couple. Let's not forget the men in this situation. Let's just enjoy this lockdown as best we can and make this horrible situation into something positive, which is to feel normal again, to feel human again. Just relax. If you fancy meditating, meditate. Maybe take up some yoga and just ride it out. Another thing I've been doing is I've been trying to build a bond with my younger sister again. After having so many miscarriages, I've distanced myself from family members who have got beautiful babies, and I've realized that time is precious and life is precious. So try and rebuild, if this has happened to you, try and rebuild those relationships back up again. I'm very grateful to be FaceTiming my beautiful baby nephew again and watching him develop over FaceTime, as sad as it is. But thank God for technology. So take time for yourself, but also make sure you contact your friends and your family. And if you don't have any friends and family, remember, you're not alone. There is an amazing, amazing community out there on social media of women like me who are going through IVF or who have had miscarriages. So guys, if you want to check out my Instagram page, it's at IVF_chasing_dreams. And I will always, always message someone that needs a friend to talk to. Wishing you all the very best of luck and praying for your beautiful babies to become a reality.
Nicola is trying to support other women on her Instagram page, IVF_chasing_dreams. Nicola promised to blog her way through her IVF journey with HSAC, with all the ups and downs, heartbreaks and heartwarming moments. Although her treatment has temporarily stopped, the battle is not lost. Another war that the whole world battles, the war on coronavirus, continues. To be scared and sad is human. To be hopeful and optimistic is also human. And these are the feelings that an IVF warrior like Nicola experiences. Nicola finishes her interview with a beautiful message for other women. We would like to thank Nicola and Alex once again for letting everyone witness their IVF journey with the HSFC family. This is just a storm. We are all waiting for that beautiful rainbow to appear on our skies. With love and a virtual hug, the HSFC family. Our family, the lockdown, and my baby. A podcast by Delia Coral.
Our family.
Our family.